your eyes, W2T sitting at home.
I ran by Walmart and I noticed the car was about a half a quart low, and I think what they did is they just didn't put the full amount in it when they changed it, because it's like new, it looks like. But you know, over there at Advanced Auto, it was almost $12 for a quart, and I got it for $8.97 at Wally World. That's still too high, because usually I buy six quarts from Sam's, and it's like $29 or something like that.
Well, you know, you gotta pay, and I got my vinyl gloves at the went to Harbor Freight and got them, looked around for a couple other things, didn't find anything I wanted, so. Anyway, I'm going to go in the house and get the computer and bring it out and hook up my, I got the cable, proper cable for programming this radio, so I'm going to see what I can do about that, see what's on it and everything else, and see if I can clean things up a little bit. Anyway, well, I'll talk to you in a little while. I just got home, pulled in the yard, and I need to go do a couple of things, bring the computer back out so I can try to get this to do what I need it to do. Talk to you later. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty, I heard you when I was just getting out of the car at Walmart and had to walk all the way back to the automotive section. You know, that takes a little time. See you in a little while. Good luck on that, N0TR.
TR, and 4ZLK.
Good morning, Shane. I was looking at the clock, make sure it was morning yet. Oh, I just come from an eye exam and headed back towards home, and everything checked out okay.
Don't want to lose that 20/20 vision, do you?
It's still 20/20. That's the best thing I've ever done, I think, as far as anything doctoring, other than have-to situations. It was 20/20 in both eyes.
I still haven't checked into it. I don't think my insurance will cover it, and I have to save up some money for that. And I don't even know if they can do it with my eyes yet, or maybe they used to not be able to when they first started it, and I haven't checked into it since.
Yeah, if you got a little astigmatism, which I had, and I couldn't even truthfully read the big E clearly on the chart, and they had it a discount on it the other day. Oh, it's been about a month ago, and I think it might have been just EMS and first responders and that, firemen, but I'm not sure. Maybe truck drivers, who knows? But it's like a new lease on life, I'll tell you, Shane. I really love being able to see without glasses. Now, I wear sunglasses. I got them on now. But I by far do not have to. I just do it for comfort. And I think it's better on your eyes out here. But totally painless, extremely fast, and worth every penny is the way I'd recommend it.
Sunglasses for the cool factor, and also to, so that people don't recognize you when you're out. I know you're so popular. Beth has an astigmatism, but it's a sideways, it's 90 degrees to what most people have, she's been told, and her eyes are pretty bad. She's almost legally blind, and I have prescription sunglasses. It's funny, I don't mind wearing the sunglasses, I just don't like wearing the other glasses, but I would like to not have to have a prescription to read and to see up close. It would be nice.
I have to have either. Now, I got a pair of reading glasses, and he says, almost not worth the money, Tom, but he says there is just a tiny little bit of something left. I don't know if it was astigmatism or something, but he said, if you want them, I'll write it out, and so I can read down to, if you read a prescription bottle till you get down to the bottom where that teeny tiny writing is, that you're not even supposed to be able to read, I think, I'll stick them on for that. But that's about the size of it. As far as reading a book or a newspaper or something, I do not have to have any reading glasses. I guess they The procedure I had done, there's three different ones you can choose from, and each one goes up in price, of course. But Shane, they put two different lenses in, and one of them's for far and one of them's for near. And back in not too many years ago, say 5, 6, 7 years ago, pilots couldn't have that done. Now it's recommended for all military pilots, all of the services, Air Force, Navy, Coast Guard, Army, Marine, and the ones in Top Gun, they highly recommend it. So that gives you an idea. But I suppose there are exceptions out there. But it's sure worth going down and getting checked on down there. That's where I went today. I go down there every 6 months to Clem's and I.
One lens for near and one eye, and the lens for the far, the distance in the other eye, or do they put two of them in each eye?
Lens in each eye, and they take care of your cataracts. Everybody gets cataracts. It's just a matter of age. But I didn't have bad cataracts or anything, but it used to be they didn't operate on those till it was ripe, and then they put a new lens in. But now you get, one of mine's called a Symphony, and I can't remember what the other one's called, but when you're back there getting checked, there's one of those screens that comes up, and you can just read it and tells you what each one does, and I got the best one, and boy, I'll tell you, it is. And one of them's for, I think, one of them's for the little further, and one of them's for close-up. And so when both of your eyes are open, you don't see any difference. You just see 20/20.
I wore a bifocal. You're actually looking each. You're looking through both prescriptions in each eye. It's the same. It's kind of weird how they do it. They do a little circle of one prescription, and then a ring around that of the other prescription, and then a ring around that. You know, they get bigger as they go out towards the edge of the contact. Took a little bit getting used to, but your brain actually learns to distinguish when you look up and down. Occasionally, I would have a little trouble with that, but DOT won't let us wear those for commercial driving. So there must be some kind of issue with it. But anyway, I wanted to tell you this, too. I'm almost home, and I'm going to go to bed, but I was going to tell you this real quick. A guy on 80 meters, he's usually on in the morning, an N4QR. I've talked to him a couple times on CW. I heard him calling this morning. I kind of was tooling around looking for him, and somebody else called him, so I was copying it, and I was like, man, that call sounds really familiar for some reason. He was a WA4ZLK.
ZLK. That don't, Zulu Lima Kilo. That don't gel. Who was it, Shane?
Oh, well, my call is N4ZLK, N4ZLK. So when I was copying him, I'm like, why does that rhythm sound so familiar?
And he was calling out as what?
He was WA4ZLK. My call is N4ZLK.
Ah, it finally got into my pea brain. Sorry about that. Well, a lot of the W calls, especially on CW, are the old fellas like me. And those were a lot of them was around, I can remember some of them from back in Kansas, W0TTF, W0RRL, and stuff like that. But all I wanted to try for my initials, and I feel very fortunate that I got that. But I had some friends, like Steve Draper was N5SD, and K0PR was Phil Rankin, and there were several of them around there that had their initials, but it'd be pretty hard to get it now.
My initials would be SAM, and I kind of like the call I have, and it comes out on the key really rhythmically. I don't know if just because I'm used to it, but some, you know how some calls are. They're just terrible to try to send or receive. And I've got mine just has a nice little ring to it, at least I think anyway, and so I probably will just keep it. When I first started, I wasn't sure, especially with that K on the end, because, you know, a lot of people send K after they're done. So my very first Morse code contact, they didn't include the K on the end of my call. They sent it as an N4ZL. But I'm a little quicker with it now, so now I can run it together better.
This is N0TR. Well, that's great, Shane. I'm proud of you. You're doing a good job. Yeah, you sign with K, if I'd say N4ZLK, DE, N0TR, I would sign KN, Kilo, November. And that's like back to you. But I don't always do that. A lot of times I go BK because it's a lot faster and a lot easier. But I love your call. I think it's great. I wouldn't change it. I remember my first one was N0 Zulu Lima Bravo, N0 ZHB, Zulu Hotel Bravo. It's been so long. And when they had Heard Island, which is rather rare, I had a heck of a time trying to sit there and get into that, especially on voice. But I managed to get them finally from up in Kansas because we had an extra skip to get down there compared to here. And that's a great benefit here. We're closer to Europe, you know, and if you count the skips, that means a lot in attenuation before it gets to you.
Did you hear that the expedition, I think it's ZF5 possibly. I heard them calling on 14 meters, but I couldn't get them. I mean, 20 meters, sorry. 14 dot something, 4-0 or 3-0, something like that. Anyway, and it was a ZS5, and I can't remember what the last two were.
Zulu Sierra would be South Africa. Zulu Fox would be the Cayman Islands, and it's quite common.
There was an S, but somebody said there was a D expedition that was on an island off of South Africa. It was kind of a rare contact, so I was wondering if that's what it was.
There are quite a few rare ones there. They're not really, really rare because you hear them now and then. Comoros Island, and I thought you said you'd work that one, but it's in the Indian Ocean, and some of them's right there just the other side of Madagascar, and some of them are in between Madagascar and South Africa.
He was real down in the noise, not in the noise, but real faint signal, and like there's no way I'm gonna be able to work him. But anyway, I'm just curious if you had heard that yesterday. But anyway, I'm here in the driveway. I'm gonna run inside, take these few little groceries in, and then I'm gonna probably go to bed, get a little nap.
South Africa. There was one in Namibia the other day. There's a lot of little countries in Africa, and one of them even changed its name. It's over on the eastern side of South Africa from what's listed, but you still get credit for it. But ZS, sometimes at night after 10 o'clock, there's a guy on there from South Africa, about 7154, I think. Boy, what a signal. And he's got a really neat web page out in Africa and in the place that he's at. Some of those guys got some great pictures. I don't even know how to put pictures on there, but take care, Shane, and rest easy, and you made it home safe, so thank you, good Lord, for that. And we'll catch you down the line. N4ZLK and 0TR73.
Writer, N4ZLK, enjoyed it. 72.
Hi, as they say on sideband, N0TR.